Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with a patient and his doctor about genomic testing, which allows doctors to better understand what changes in a tumor's DNA are causing it to grow or spread, and it can ultimately alter the course of a patient's journey. Bryce Olson, who had no symptoms besides noticing his frequent need to urinate, was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic prostate cancer in 2014.
I was having these issues of like frequency and urgency of urination. Funny story, so I'm a surfer and I don't like to pee in the ocean. I think it's just kind of gross. And plus if I live in Oregon where we have to wear wetsuits. And so you don't want to do that because then it just sticks in your wetsuit and it's gross. But I got to the point where I just couldn't hold it anymore. And I loved to surf. I didn't want to have to come out and take the dumb wetsuit off and everything. And in the course of like a 2-hour surf session, I would have to go 3 times. And I just thought, that is so silly. Like, why am I having to pee all the time and I can't control it? And I just eventually went to the doctor and I even pushed that off. Like, I probably should have went in late 2013 when I was starting to get symptoms, but I pushed it all the way to like March of 2014. And that's when I got diagnosed with like really aggressive advanced prostate cancer. That's why I was having all these urination problems, because the prostate was just all screwed up and pushing up against the urethra and just causing all this problem. So once I got diagnosed with that, I just, you know, kind of went through the same one size fits all treatment paradigm that most cancer patients find themselves in. I went through surgery and it didn't work. I went through chemo, it didn't work. Went through radiation, it didn't work. And, you know, for some people that get diagnosed early, like those standard of care treatments can be great. But for somebody like me who is metastatic and advanced, like those things are just not going to get it done. And so I started to lose hope when my cancer started progressing after I had chemo in probably early 2015. You know, I was guilty of getting on Dr. Google just like many patients would. And, you know, I was running into, you know, median survival statistics that were just super gloomy for somebody like me who had already failed chemo and had disease in the bones. And I started to lose hope. I didn't think I'd see my kid get out of elementary school. I kind of came to terms with my own mortality. But then I got really lucky. I work in a tech company that, Intel Corporation, actually. And our technology underpins a lot of the new research that's going on in precision medicine and genomics, because we work with a lot of those places that do that type of discovery work. And once I learned that you could actually get to the essence of what fuels somebody's disease, you know, by looking at the, you know, genomic mutations in their tumor and how that could open up new doors. Once I learned that, I was just like, oh my gosh, why am I not getting this for myself? So I demanded a genomic cancer test, and I got lucky that opened up all kinds of new doors for me, because I had what are called these targetable mutations. I had mutations in my tumor where there was a drug on the other end that would be a really good fit. It would be a targeted, less toxic fit than, you know, the standard of care chemo. So with that data, I felt really empowered to get onto a clinical trial that was basically testing a drug that was a perfect fit for me, you know, from a genomics perspective. And that data is what enabled me to get on that trial. If I wouldn't have had that insight from the genomic cancer test, I would have never got on that trial, would have never been even exposed to this drug. And so I got on that trial and I shut it down for 2 years when nothing else was working.
Like Bryce, many patients can utilize genomic testing to help them determine their cancer treatment options, according to Dr. Marcia Bros from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine.
So we've actually used genetic testing for many years in one way, which is sometimes if we knew that there was a gene mutation, it would sometimes tell us if a cancer is going to act poorly or better and direct maybe our choices of chemotherapy. But more recently, the excitement has been around the fact that we now have some drugs that can directly target that mutation and not target a lot of other sites. And what that can mean is that we can actually do a much better job at eliminating the cancer with the potential of a lot fewer side effects. And so the excitement is that now we're using genetic testing to match it with a drug that directly can affect that cancer. And also, these drugs now can be targeted to cancers, and it doesn't matter what kind of cancer they have. If you have that mutation, it's likely that that drug will work. And that's a paradigm shift. We used to just say, oh, your lung cancer, we treat you with these drugs. Your breast cancer, we treat you with those drugs. And we had those paradigms set up. Now what we're saying is, if your cancer's not cured and we test it, we find this mutation, this drug actually might be really, really good for you.
Since Bryce came upon genomic testing in 2015, he noted the fact that things have come a very long way since then.
I think it's different today. In 2019, I would say that a lot of oncologists are becoming believers in this because they're seeing that for their patients that they care for who have recurrent or metastatic disease, that they need new doors open for them. They need to help those patients get new insights and open up some new doors. So I think it's more common today. But I think if you have a oncologist who is not leaning in and opening up that dialogue and saying, you know, why don't we go get a genomic cancer test to just help you understand and help me as a doctor understand what's going on with you, then yeah, I think we need to raise one more awareness. You know, once I understood with my doctors what was driving my disease, what genomic alterations were driving it, that right there, like, just inspired me and empowered me to start taking a little bit more control. Because when you're an advanced cancer patient and you just get the same treatment that everybody else does, this kind of one size fits all, I don't know how that really inspires or empowers you as a patient, because how are you supposed to hope that you're going to have a better outcome when you're getting the same thing that everybody else does? It's hard for me to get my head around, wrap my head around. But once you get a diagnostic, a cancer genomic test that tells you as a patient what's uniquely driving your disease and how you can then go after it with something more targeted and likely more effective and likely less toxic, I think that is really empowering. It engages you in your own care, and now you know, wow, okay, my cancer is uniquely being driven by this, so let's go find a drug that would be a targeted, better fit for that. Like, that, I think, is just really powerful. And for me, that's what I did. I found a clinical trial that was testing a drug that inhibited the pathway that was all messed up with my cancer. So for me, a specific, you know, cell signaling pathway that was all messed up, and genomic cancer testing told me that. And so I found a drug that was going to inhibit that pathway, and I tried it, and it worked. And then I became a huge believer in this, that, you know, anytime cancer comes back, that's the first thing I do is just profile it, understand what's driving it, and then find something that's going to be a better fit for me. And I think that should be the way that most advanced cancer patients look at their disease.
With this, Bayer recently launched the Test Your Cancer campaign, a global educational campaign to raise awareness about genomic cancer testing.
So I would say, again, you know, if you're a cancer patient that was able to get this discovered pretty quickly before it became metastatic, and if you haven't had a recurrence and you've been fine on the existing treatments you've had, great. That's awesome. Congratulations. That's what we all want, right? But if, on the other hand, you're a patient who has metastatic disease, you know, disease that spread to the bones or lymph nodes or other organs, and you're trying to beat it back with standard of care treatments, and it's not working, or it's stopping, it's just the effectiveness is starting to wane, then that is the perfect person that needs to have a dialogue with a doctor and just say, look, can we get some genomic cancer testing? Can we understand what's driving my particular disease at a molecular level so we can potentially target this with something that's more unique and individualized for me? You just have to have that dialogue. And, you know, I would also strongly encourage them to go to the testyourcancer.com site, the site that Bayer set up, because it's really effective in just explaining what this is all about and how you can have a dialogue. There's even a downloadable PDF that you can bring to your doctor's appointment and help them under, you know, just have that dialogue. It just helps you, kind of coach you through that. So just first and foremost, ask for genomic cancer testing and see if that can give you some, you and your doctor, some new insight into what's driving your disease, and maybe it will open some new doors. But 50% of the time, it does.
Dr. Bros added that there are two key things patients with cancer should know about genomic testing.
If somebody's had cancer and they're cured, say by surgery or radiation alone, they don't need to have this test. This is a test to help direct therapy for people who've had multiple recurrences, who've told it's not curable, or just have always had distant disease, it's not curable. It's for the people who are going to undergo systemic therapies, whether it's a pill or IV chemo. I want everybody to know that if we do the testing, not everybody comes up with a mutation that is targetable. But the important point about these drugs is that they've been so wonderful in doing such a good job at shrinking tumors without the side effects, that even if some of the genetic changes are not as common, they're ones that you really wouldn't want to miss. And so I think, and the other nice thing about genomic testing is that you're not just testing for one targetable gene, you'll test all of them. And while any one of them might be very rare, when you start to put them together, you have a chance of finding something that might really have a great option for you. So I think that even when the chances of finding something are low, it's still something you want to check for, because you wouldn't want to miss some of these new opportunities.
Okay, great. And so one thing I like to ask everybody, just to kind of bring it all back together, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for somebody who's facing a cancer diagnosis, whether it be newly diagnosed or maybe going through treatment or just finishing treatment?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many things I would love to tell somebody who is going through that, because all of those settings are so different. I think being an advocate for yourself and being active in the process is probably the most essential part. And, you know, there are places where, in order to get the best treatment, you do need to educate yourself, but understanding that sometimes interpreting things just from the internet and things like that can sometimes be off-putting, because you hear things and you don't know that they don't apply to you. So it you have to balance, you know, being educated and educating yourself with making sure that you're checking that information against that you're learning with a specialist. So you don't just assume anything, because there's a lot of new things that are coming out. There's a lot of hope out there, and it may not be something that the internet may be aware of, but your physician might be. So it's a partnership. Being active in the care is so, so important. And I think that no matter what stage of your cancer journey you're in, there are always choices for you. There are always choices right from the beginning, right to the point if you are going to pass away from it. There are choices for what you can do and what you can choose to have the quality of that moment be the best. And I think that is a choice that you have as a patient, and no one can take that away from you.
To leave off, Bryce wants everyone to know that they should never lose hope.
Yeah, so I would say, first and foremost, don't lose hope. You know, a lot of people are going to get on to Dr. Google and start looking up statistics about their cancer, and that can be kind of scary. But you have to remember that those statistics are based off of, the past, right? They're based off of the treatments that have been, you know, FDA approved for cancer up until now, and it's a lot of data that was in the past. We're living right now in the present and in the future, and this genomic cancer testing that opens up doors to new treatments, that stuff is not factored into a lot of this data that you might see. So first and foremost, don't lose hope. Realize that you can understand what's driving your disease if you get a genomic cancer test, that it has the potential to open up some new treatment doors and give you options that you would not have otherwise. And I really think that when you're dealing with advanced cancer, options are really important. Having new doors that can be opened, new treatments to lean on if your cancer comes back, those are really important pieces of information to have. So don't lose hope. Understand what's driving your disease. Get a genomics cancer test, and hopefully it'll open up some new doors for you. And you know what? If you find out that there's nothing clinically actionable, you are helping the future of cancer research by just doing these tests, because this puts more data into the system, and then cancer researchers and drug discovery companies can sift through all that data and start to see the unmet need where we don't have solutions, and then they can start creating drugs to go after that. So you're either helping yourself or you're helping future humanity by doing these tests as well. So I think that's important as well.
To learn more about genomic testing, visit testyourcancer.com. Tune in next week when we speak with a caregiver about what it was like to care for a young adult child with lung cancer, how she coped with his death, and how she's keeping his memory alive by helping other young adults. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer Podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.